Brooke is joining us for War of the Roses today. Brooke, you and Chad have been seeing each other for a while, and much like me and my husband, you guys like to travel. But what's been going on in your relationship that now you think he might be cheating?
Well, we've been planning all these trips recently, and, you know, he keeps on canceling last minute because he's had, like, work projects and things come up.
And you guys have always traveled together. This is the first time that he's... this has been out of the norm for him to cancel 4 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh. And he's been talking about this new sales rep on his team, this female. And I have a feeling, I don't know, I just have a feeling that he has been taking this other girl on this on these trips.
Oh, so you think he's still going on these trips without you?
I do.
So he's not really canceling them. Does he go ghost over the weekends?
He's been going away, yeah.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do, Brooke. We're going to call up your boyfriend, Chad. We're going to ask him who he wants to send the flowers to, and we're going to also have a note. It's very important to hear what he puts on the note because it's going to tell a lot about the person he's sending the flowers to. So make sure you don't say anything until we, you know, peel the truth out of him, okay?
Okay. Good afternoon. This is Chad.
Hi, Chad. My name is Claire. You're just the person I'm looking for. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm great. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is because I have a free dozen red roses for you to give to somebody. Somebody that you knew ordered a dozen red roses. And we give a dozen red roses to someone else when someone orders. It's just part of our rewards program to say thank you to our valued customers.
Okay. I mean, do I need to like pay for these or anything? Or
no, I don't need a credit card from you or anything like that. Like I said, we just do it as a thank you to our valued customers, and he's one of our good customers.
Okay. So, but how do I know this isn't a scam?
Chad, I don't need anything from you except for the person's name, and I also have a card. So whatever you'd like to write on the card as well. But this is absolutely no attachment to you personally.
Yeah, all right. I've been looking for something to send out. So this might work out pretty good.
It's perfect. Okay, so like I said, I have these roses, and who would you like to send these to?
Let's go ahead and send them to Linda.
Linda is the name, and what would you like to put on Linda's romantic card?
I would like to just put "Feel Better, Mom" on there.
Feel better,
what?
Mom.
Yeah.
Wait. Why wouldn't you send them to me? I mean, you're sending them to your mom? They're romantic.
Chad, that is your girlfriend, Brooke. You're actually on the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show with War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1.
What the hell, Brooke?
Chad,
what are you doing?
We try to catch cheaters. You're obviously not cheating on Brooke. You sent them to your mother.
Yeah, he's just a mama's boy.
Oh. My mom's been sick, and she is more important than you. Like, why?
Oh.
I'm not a mama's boy. She just doesn't feel well.
Brooke, did you know that his mom was sick?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like she's real sick. She's got some kind of flu thing. It's not like...
Gosh, I don't think you could get mad for Chad sending his mom flowers. Like, I think that's kind of sweet.
Okay, but like, let's not forget why he's been canceling all of our upcoming trips.
Okay, that is a good question.
Chad, what's going on? Brooke reached out to us, said that you've been canceling all these trips that you guys have, and she thinks you're cheating. And that's what we're trying to figure out.
No, I'm not cheating. This is what I've been dealing with. No matter what goes on, it's this weird, like, suspicion, let's catch Chad in a lie thing that she does every time, and she makes every situation about her. Like, here I am sending my mom roses because she's not feeling good, and like, her first thing is, it's romantic, send it to me. Like, what is that? She's so clingy. Okay. You know, she just never lets go. I can't do anything without her.
But Chad, this doesn't explain why you keep canceling all these trips. And you've been talking about this other coworker, evidently, Brooke says. Like, she thinks you're having a relationship with a female coworker.
No. Like, I've been canceling. Brooke, you know what? This isn't the way I was going to do this, but I've been canceling our trips because I've been trying to figure out if I'm going to break up with you. Like, I've been kind of done with this.
Wow.
And this feels like it sort of cemented it. It had nothing to do with anybody at work, but just really just you and this behavior.
Wow.
Okay, so obviously this is over, Brooke. Do you have anything you want to say to Chad?
Yeah, you could have told me to my face.
Well, I had planned to. I'm not the one who called me up on the radio and tricked me into a situation. So, thank you.
Okay, so, Brooke, I guess it's over. Chad, it's over. Honestly, it kind of sounds like it's the best.
Yeah, this
for
was
both of you.
Done for a while, it sounds like.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad I know.